Hello, fans, and welcome out to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I am Spencer Schling here with KCNR Radio, Shasta Redding, and it is great to have you out here with us under blue skies. Few clouds out here covering the sun, just a nice shady night out here at Tiger Field to start off as we get these starting lineups there from the Cal State Peloteros. This is the third meeting between the Redding Colt 45s and the Cal State Peloteros this weekend. Colt 45s are 23 wins and 3 losses on the season. They've won both matches, both on Thursday and Friday last night. They won 5-1 on Thursday and 11-8 last night in a much higher scoring game that I was on the call for. Winning pitcher last night from the Colt 45 starting the game and pitching 5 innings, getting 7 strikeouts to his name, was Nate Sheriff. So the Colt 45s here tonight looking for the series sweep and their 10th win in a row. As mentioned, they are 23 wins, 3 losses, and they have won 9 straight. So looking to keep that going here and complete the series sweep. The Colt 45s tonight rocking white pants with a camo jersey top. First time seeing those my 2 seasons here out at Tiger Field with the yellow lettering and yellow numbering. Short sleeve camo jerseys, military style. Pretty sweet jerseys that they're rocking tonight. And it is MLB night, so a lot of MLB jerseys out here in the crowd at Tiger Field as the stands continue to fill and the line out the gate. Still purchasing tickets to get in and get to their seats as we are just a few minutes away from the first pitch, 10 minutes or so roughly, and pending the national anthem and finishing off the starting lineups here, we will be back with you guys. But the Colt 45s, again, tonight it's going to be Austin Pasma getting the nod, and it will be my first time seeing him out here at Tiger Field on the campaign. Austin Pasma will be on the mound, giving the nod to Bob Anderson again in baseball. So again, yes, the Colt 45s rocking some military-style camouflage jerseys here with the white bottoms and the black belts and the Cal State Peloteros, a little bit of a different look as well, as they were rocking all gray last night. Tonight they will wear black jerseys with red lettering and numbering, or white lettering and red numbers on the front and the back, which is pretty cool looking, rocking the same gray pants as previous nights, as last night at least, and we will get the national anthem here for you guys momentarily, and we'll bring it right back here, as I believe the San Luis Sound will be giving us tonight's rendition of the national anthem, just momentarily.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Thank you to the Sandlot Sound Music for that beautiful rendition of our nation's anthem. And now, as we head even closer to the first pitch time again, Colt 45 is looking for the sweep here at Tiger Field in their 10th consecutive win, which would put them at 24 wins and 3 losses on the season. Just an incredible campaign all the way around from top to bottom. We've seen a lot of different players tonight. The infield looks exactly the same as far as 3, 4, 5, and 6 spots as they played incredibly last night as well. Obviously, 8 runs allowed, but only 1 run allowed or 0 runs allowed through those first 6 innings. So looking to keep that one going here if you're the Colt 45s. Lineup starting off for the Peloteros, we have Smith manning first and batting first. Out in right field and batting second, we have Floyd Wozelchuk again in that 3 spot, manning left field once again. batting cleanup and playing short once again is going to be Lopez. Miller at second, batting fifth. Hackney behind the dish, batting sixth. Nickel out in center field. First, we'll see him tonight, batting seventh. Batting eighth is going to be McKinnon at third. And the designated hitter on the night is batting ninth, rounding it off. And the pitcher for the Peloteros tonight is going to be Williams. The first, we'll see him in this series. And for the Reading Colt 45s, on the defensive side of things, around the horn, again, we have Preston Conklin at third, Mark Anthony Carroll at short, Deegan Paulos at second, and Andrew Mora at first. Again, a very impressive performance from that infield last night, looking to do it once again. In the outfield, from left to right, we have Tyson Bragg in left, D'Amico Parker in center, and Timmy Ayers in right. Behind the dish is Tyler Jones, getting his first nod of the series here tonight. And again, getting the baseball tonight on the mound from head manager Bob Anderson is going to be Austin Pasma out of Fresno City College. So a few announcements here for MLB night, and getting a lot of the kiddos out of Cottonwood in the Reading area out here to the ballpark. Some Little League All-Stars teams. But here are some career highlights in the and on the PA system. In the major leagues. On July 10th, 1970, have some MLB talk for some local professional baseball players over the past few years. And again, just a couple minutes away from first pitch here tonight. Scheduled start time is 7:15. As a round of applause from the crowd here again.
Less than 1% of all pitchers in Major League Baseball.
Another beautiful night out here at Tiger Field. Opportunity for the Colt 45s to get the job done. 10 wins in a row and get the series sweep, which would be their third series sweep in a row, which is rather impressive as well, just adding on to the accolades this team has put together over this campaign.
They also got a base hit.
As we continue to get some PA announcements for tonight's MLB night being celebrated out here at Tiger Field, and also a little bit of more or less military appreciation night as well with those camouflage jerseys the Colt 45s are rocking tonight, which look great with those yellow numbers contrasting as well. So again, Conklin at third, Mark Anthony Carroll at short, Deegan Paulos at second, and Mora at first around the horn from left to right in the outfield. Tyson Bragg left, D'Amico Parker center, Timmy Ayers right, Tyler Jones at catcher, and Austin Pasma on the mound. And that is how this game will start tonight. And if you're the Colt 45s, you're just looking to bring runs around yet again and do great on the infield. That is how it starts, as we get a lot of praise and some standing ovations here at Tiger Field from those PA announcements. And again, the Colt 45s last night out hit and outscored their opponents, the Cal State Peloteros, in that 11-8 victory. However, they did strand 11 runners on base based off of hits or walks or hit batsmen. All three of those were reasons the Colt 45s got on, but they did strand 11. Both in the fourth and the sixth inning, they stranded three. They were left with bases loaded, which is rather unfortunate. And we are going to get and actually see an unveiling of a new sign out in right field, possibly a former MLB player out here. Couldn't quite hear what all that PA system information was. We'd have to assume it's another jersey as it's out there next to that number 9 that's already in right field. And if I'm not mistaken, that'll be Preston Conklin doing the honors out there. And a brand new jersey out there in the rafters in deep right field. Number 39. See if we can get that name to you as possible. Another MLB jersey being retired out here at Tiger Field next to all the jerseys and all the or the other jersey and all the other sponsors out there. Again, 310 down right field, 370 in right center. Deepest part of the ballpark in center field is going to be 406 feet. Out by the scoreboard is going to be 358. And 320 down left field. And out that by the scoreboard, by that I mean in left center, will be 358. And now taking the mound is going to be Austin Pasma for your Redding Colt 45s again. Got some shoes to fill after the great performance last night from Nate Sheriff, who allowed just one hit and one walk and zero runs on five innings pitching and seven strikeouts to his name. Tyler Jones behind his battering mate, looking to get the job done as well. While we have time, might as well run you guys through the lineup for the Colt 45s. When we do see them on the offensive side of things, it's going to be Timmy Ayers starting again, leading off, followed by Tyson Bragg second, Preston Conklin third. Batting cleanup is going to be Andrew Mora, Braden Chiarito, the DH for the night yet again. Tyler Jones will be batting sixth, D'Amico Parker seventh, Mark Anthony Carroll moving down to eighth, and Deegan Palos rounding it off again tonight. And the Colt 45s, as mentioned, looking for win number 10 in a row, 10 consecutive wins, which is hard to do in just a 40-game season, especially coming off of a series loss to those West Coast Kings just about a month ago, as Austin Pasma concludes his warm-up pitches here. It will be Smith yet again, the left-handed batter for the Peloteros, leading off tonight and for this offense the rest of the way through, barring a substitution, of course. Another beautiful night at Tiger Field. The sun has peeked out yet again. There is a lot more clouds in the sky, but nothing crazy. Just light shadows. Just touching the infield grass and a little bit of left field so far early on. So again, out here at Tiger Field, if you've been here before, you know right field is where the sun will be setting. Well, the sun will be setting behind us, hitting towards right field. So that will be the last place to be covered and shaded. So right field could be the most complicated place to play here in the first couple innings. But not too long before the lights will be turned on out here at Tiger Field as well in Redding Colt 45, as they do turn them on nice and early just to make sure players don't have anything to worry about. And we are going to get underway here on Saturday, July the 11th, in a series that's already been decided, but an opportunity for the sweep here from the Redding Colt 45s. Here's the first pitch coming from Pasma, and it's going to just miss for ball one. Vaughn Smith, and first pitch coming in at 7:17 tonight, 1 minute later than last night. But not a big deal as Pasma appears back in. The right-handed pitcher misses just low for ball two. Jones making a good pick off the dirt there. Again, much more shade here. Missing just slightly again. This one a little high from Pasma. Still trying to find his spot and hit the zone. 3-0 count. Threatening the four-pitch walk to open the game. And he hits the bottom of the zone and looking to walk away there with Smith, but he'll have to make his way back into the box. Right on left matchup here, the left-handed hitter Smith and the right-handed pitcher Austin Pasma. First at-bat of the night, swung on hard, and it will go foul right towards the Colt 45's dugout. But ducking and getting out of the way is head coach Bob Anderson and a photographer in there, a cameraman, actually inside the field. So we got a full count here and a payoff pitch pending, and that is the way this game will begin. Picking up right where we left off with some tight battles and tight matchups. Here's the payoff, swung on hard, and it will go foul yet again towards left field and towards that dugout and the locker room for the Colt 45's. So we will do it again here. And still a full count. Pasma kicks and deals. Swing and a miss, and that will be strike three. Sitting him down after a 3-0. Three straight balls coming from Austin Pasma. He figures it out. Throws four strikes in a row and gets him swinging. Gets Smith swinging on that fourth one. And that will be the first out of the night. And the first batter faced is going to be punched out by Austin Pasma. Now due up is Floyd. It'll be Carson Floyd. Thank you to Chad Johnson on the PA system getting that first name to me. See if we can do better with that tonight. He'll be manning right field as well, as this one misses just high. On the defensive side of things, Carson Floyd will be out in right field for the Redding Colt 45s. Pitch coming in, swung hard by Floyd. It's going to find some space in left center field, and it will be a nice stand-up single, and that will open the offense tonight for Floyd and the Cal State Peloteros. Second pitch swinging. swung nice and hard, great contact swing, finds its way about perfectly in between, right in line with the scoreboard out here at Tiger Field, perfectly in between left fielder Tyson Bragg and center fielder D'Amico Parker, and it'll sit there. Rolls just a little bit, Parker able to corral it and get it back in, not threatening for a double by any means, but a good-looking single, and that is how the offense will start for the Peloteros. Now due up, watching this one miss high, is Wazelchuk. Wazelchuk took 1 yard last night. We saw a two-run shot coming back in the sixth inning, if I'm not mistaken, which really opened up the game and gave them their first lead of the night, actually, in the following inning. Really opened the scoring there as he will swing and foul this one back, and a little bit of frustration from him as well. Just thought that was one he could really level out and bring some runners across, possibly. Still scoreless in this top of the first inning. 1-1, 1-1, one out away. Runner on first in Carson Floyd for the Peloteros. Obviously, the Colt 45's yet to see the field. Big swing and a miss, or on the offensive side of things, yet to get in the batter's box. 1-2 count now, swing and a miss coming from Wazelchuk. Now an opportunity for the second punch out for Austin Pasma here in the inning and in the match. Pasma looks off Floyd. Runner going, swing and a miss for strike three, but stealing second is Carson Floyd. So back-to-back strikeouts, or two out of three batters faced, two strikeouts coming from Austin Pasma. But stealing second will be Carson Floyd, and now with two outs away, he will be in scoring position for Lopez, the shortstop tonight for the Peloteros. Also played shortstop last night, if I'm not mistaken.
Number one, here is Lopez.
And this will be Cruz Lopez, shortstop last night as well. Came around to score last night, was 1-for-4 on the night. But the left-handed batter with an opportunity had a couple pop-ups in the infield, if I remember correctly, as this one's going to hit the top of the zone for strike one. And this could really go either way here, this top of the first inning with two outs away, but a runner on second in scoring position. Can either open the scoring early or give the Colt 45s an opportunity to lead throughout the game. Again, if they can get the offense going as they did last night early on, as this one misses just low and leaving up the count 1-1. Cruz Lopez buying his pitch here.
Save that energy for the game.
Floyd with just a semi-long lead off second base. No big threat to steal. Here's the 1-1. Hits the zone. Painting the corners there is Austin Pasma for strike two. He's got an opportunity to retire the entire side via the K. And we'll see if he can get it done here. Right-handed pitcher out of Fresno City College. And standing at 6'6", 210 pounds, tall guy. Here's the 1-2 that is fouled back towards the locker room of the Colt 45s yet again. So count will remain as is. One ball, two strikes. Runner on second, two outs away. In a scoreless top of the first ball game. Now, left for the Pantera, 20. Both part of there's this one hard. Go short way, and it will be 4-3 put up for higher the side. So threatening is the Peloteros, but they do strong as we head to the bottom of the first inning. We are seeing if they will with letting the state prepare and then by lots of experience. Thinghe.com, 530-223-3032. 5-3-2-3-13-30.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at readingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California, as we enter the bottom of the first inning. The Colt 45s and Cal State Pelotero still scoreless, but this is the first offense we will see from the Colts here tonight. Timmy Ayers, followed by Tyson Bragg and Preston Conklin, due up. And should the inning continue, batting cleanup tonight is going to be Andrew Mora manning first. Quick handshake there with the home plate umpire coming from Timmy Ayers, the left-handed batter. And manning right field tonight. As I believe he was out in left field last night. Wouldn't be too hard to find that if that fact-checked that. As first pitch coming in from Williams, called strike, paint in the corners for strike one. That's how it'll start for the defense, for Williams and the defense behind him for the Cal State Peloteros, which, again, the infield looking very similar than last night. I don't think it's exactly the same like the Colt 45s is on the infield, but similar, as this one misses just outside to even up the count 1-1. Again, scoreless in this bottom of the first inning. Sun is still making its way down, making its descent, but the cloud cover behind me has pretty much shaded the entire field for now, just different colors of shadows, obviously with tree lines and stuff like that, and the sun hitting the very back of the diamond as this one misses low for ball two. So 2-1 count now for Williams in his battle with Ayers. Ayers now watches one go down the heart of the zone, even up the count 2-2. A good-looking pitch there from Williams. A lot of movement on that ball. On its way in, finds the middle of the zone. And now two balls, two strikes, zero outs away, nobody on. First at-bat of the night for the Colt 45s, which I believe yesterday was actually a walk. To open up, a little poke there from Ayers. It's going to find its way over second base, and it's going to be a stand-up single for Timmy Ayers, and that is how the offense will start for the Redding Colt 45s. Timmy Ayers starts things off in a positive way tonight. And now the bat girl, Lacey, getting a little bit of praise from the Colt 45s and the fans out here at Tiger Field, making the long run over there. Left-handed batter, obviously the bat's going to end up a little bit further away from that third base dugout. But on Tyson Bragg, his first bit of burn here, if I'm mistaken. This one misses high for ball one. He's out there patrolling left field, the home of Timmy Ayers last night, I believe, and commonly Tyler Zanheiser as well, who got the night off tonight. We saw him in center field, D'Amico Parker, reclaiming that position tonight for the series finale. And again, a series that has already been decided as far as the wins-loss column. However, the Colt 45s would love to keep the win streak going, improve to 10 wins, double digits, and the Peloteros would like to go home with something other than three losses. Make that long trip back home as Williams, just with a few command issues early on here, 3-0 count now, and threatening a four-pitch walk to Tyson Bragg. And finds the zone, does what he can to stay alive, gets the job done there, and Tyson Bragg will have to swing at something close now, you'd assume. 3-1's the count, three balls, one strike, nobody out. Timmy Ayers on. No lead coming from him as of yet. Peering in at him is Williams. Now he kicks some deals, the 3-1 swung on, fouled back off the screen and back into play, actually, but it will be a foul ball, and it will be a full count. A payoff pitch is pending. That is the second time now, once from both Williams and on the other side of things on the mound for Austin Pasma, where they've turned a 3-0 count into a 3-2 count. So solid battles here coming from both sides on the mound. And we'll see if Williams can follow Pasma's path, where he got a strikeout after a 3-0 count, as this one misses high, and he will get the 90 feet for free. Stealing was Ayers, but it is going to be a walk for Tyson Bragg in his first at-bat of the night. So runners on first and second. Great start here if you're the Colt 45s. Not ideal if you're the Peloteros, but nothing too threatening so far. But a runner is in scoring position for Preston Conklin, right-handed batter. who's manned third base, and he's done it incredibly, if I must say, especially last night, making some incredible plays. I think the last two games I've called, as he shows bunt and then pulls away as this one misses low for ball one. I think the last two games I've called out here last night, and then obviously a couple weekends ago, Jacob Green, who will be back next weekend. He will also be out tomorrow, but next weekend he will be here on KCNR Chastel Ready, making the call for you guys as this one hits the corner of the zone and some groans coming from the fans out here at Tiger Field, not agreeing with that call. First controversial call made by the home plate umpire tonight. One ball, one strike, runners on first and second. Yeah, Preston Conklin's done a great job defensively and offensively as well, as this one misses just barely, and I'll bring the count to two balls and one strike. Still scoreless in this bottom of the first. Dancing off second base is Timmy Ayers as this one misses inside at the knees of Conklin, and it'll bring the count up to three balls and one strike. And threatening low to the bases with zero outs off two back-to-back walks is Williams, which is not optimal to start off a ball game, of course. As this one will miss down in the dirt, and the bases will be loaded for the Colt 45s. Runners on first, second, and third, zero outs away. And now, the cleanup batter, Andrew Mora, with an opportunity to take this 1 yard and get the Colt 45s up early. Obviously, you just want to avoid hitting into a double play. As long as you avoid doing that, you're pretty much bringing a run across to score. We'll see if the Peloteros, there's a meeting on the mound. We'll see if they decide to try to gun down the runner at third on the way home to avoid a runner scoring, and maybe even try to turn two after that if Andrew Mora does find a ball hit softly into the infield. But anything at the outfield should score at least one, as long as it's not too shallow in that outfield. Anything to right field will surely score one, you'd assume, barring an incredible throw out there, which is possible. We've seen it before from Wozelchuk. See if he can fire that ball in, anything to right field. And Andrew Mora, lucky enough for him, is a left-handed hitter. So if he can hit this down that first base line as he does so well, it will surely bring a run across to score if he can get out to the outfield as Williams hits the zone for a called strike one. And this one just misses the zone to even up the count 1-1. Good job there by catcher tonight, Hackney, keeping that in front of him. Hackney we saw in the outfield last night, but tonight he will be behind the dish as a battery mate of Williams. As this one hits the zone, good-looking pitch there. It'll bring the count to 1-2. Here in the scoreless bottom of the first inning, one ball, two strikes, nobody out, but bases are loaded. There's ducks on the pond for Andrew Mora and the Colt 45s. An opportunity here to bring some runs across. Here's the 1-2. Misses low at the knees. It'll even up the count 2-2. And digging back into the box here is Mora. Mora having some solid performances at first as well. As he'll swing this one, it'll go foul towards that Pelotero's dugout, and we'll do it again just a little bit early on that one. Little changeup coming in there from Williams, and you assume he tried to get him with the fastball now. But again, bases loaded, two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Williams kicks and deals the 2-2, swung on hard, it's going to go into deep left field, giving chase to it, and it might be gone. It is a grand slam to start off the game for Andrew Mora. It hung up there for a minute, not sure if it was going to go out, but it is going to be a grand slam, four batters faced and four runs coming across for your Redding Colt 45s. A grand slam from the cleanup batter, exactly how you draw it up if you are Bob Anderson in the Colt 45s. And the crowd here on their feet, cheers still coming around, and it looked pretty effortless there from Andrew Mora. How about that from the Colt 45s? Four batters to the plate and four runs come across with one swing of the bat. It is now 4-0 in this bottom of the first inning. How about that from your Redding Colt 45s? Getting the job done early. And now it'll be designated hitter, Braden Chiarito, another left-handed batter for the Colt 45s in this bottom of the first, as this one misses just outside for ball one. And obviously, left-handed hitter Andrew Mora hits that one into deep left field, and it gets caught by the net just over the wall as Williams evens up the count 1-1 with a called strike here. But hits probably just about 6 feet or so above the net down that third base line or out in left center field more of. Here's the 1-1 from Williams. This is inside the hands of Chiarito to bring the count to 2 balls and 1 strike. So 4-0 is now the score, 0 outs away for the Cal State Pilateros. Colt 45's lead in the bottom of the first here. Yeah, that ball sitting in the air for quite a while, and it looked like it was going to die out a little bit, but no wind tonight whatsoever. I feel like every game I've called so far, there's been at least a little bit of wind, but tonight, nothing coming. Just a sit still out here at Tiger Field. This one's going to get chopped and find some empty grass. It's a fair ball right down the third baseline, right over the head of the third baseman. Looking to go two is Chiarito, sliding head first and not able to make the grab. There is Miller, and he will hold on second. It is a double from Braden Chiarito, and the Colt 45s are looking at 5 for 5 on the night. Only 3 hits, but 2 walks as well. They have brought everyone up on base and brought everyone across so far. We'll see if they can do it again here. Tyler Jones batting sixth tonight with a runner in scoring position, 0 outs away. Yeah, back to that home run, that grand slam it was. Andrew Mora got all of it, but it was sitting in the air for a while. I thought left fielder was going to get under that in Wazelchuk, but be able to bring one across a sacrifice fly, however, but it just kept on carrying and about as close to a home run or as close to not being a home run as possible, but it hits the very, very bottom of that net out there in left center field, which is a home run, and it is called grand slam for Andrew Mora. Now Tyler Jones with a 1-0 count in his favor swings that one down that shortstop line looking to turn two, and now in a pickle is Chiarito. Jones is safe at first, and now he is going to be tagged out, but Jones is going to take second. A great heads-up play there. So it's going to be just like a put-out in general while holding Chiarito off. So Chiarito gets thrown out on the 6-5-4, getting him in a pickle there for out number one. And Tyler Jones will get a single off of it and then slowly creep on over to second base while he was in a pickle. And now we'll get a courtesy runner in Tyler Zanheiser for the catcher tonight, Tyler Jones. So 1 out away, still a runner in scoring position in Zanheiser for Jones. And D'Amico Parker now, the center fielder, up tonight, and this will be the first I get to see of him in this series, as he will check swing a called strike. Didn't matter, hitting his bottom of the zone there. And trying to bring Zanheiser around here via the single from Jones, who is now at second. So 1 out away, 0-1 count, runner on second, Zanheiser. As this one gets thrown down into the dirt, keeping it in front of him well is Hackney, and it will even up the count 1-1. 4-0 is this ball game. 1 out away, and still in scoring position again is Zanheiser via the hit from Tyler Jones. As this one misses high, and I'll bring the count to 2-1. Zanheiser again with the night off tonight, but doing a little bit of running on the bases, which is something we saw from D'Amico Parker last night. Those two switch spots essentially tonight. Parker will take center field back from Zanheiser, and Zanheiser will run for the catcher, which we saw last night from Rowan Brown and D'Amico Parker. As this one's called strike. Even up the count 2-2 in this electric first inning, the bottom of the first, Colt 45s, again, winning 4-0. Don't want to sound like a broken record, but not too common is to score 4-0 in the bottom of the first inning. As this one misses, and we'll have a payoff pitch incoming, full count here. And Williams, really for the confidence, just needs to get a strikeout here and feel like he can get himself out of this hole and get those Peloteros back up on the offensive side of things. Here's the 3-2, misses low, and that will be issue a walk for D'Amico Parker. And now runners on first and second with 2 outs away, or with 1 out away, rather. So still looking for the double play, and playing double play depth is the Peloteros infield. And getting a talking to now will be Williams. Head coach comes out and has some chatter with him. No activity in the bullpen, of course. It is the bottom of the first inning. You'd like to see Williams go a few more innings, if possible, or at least escape this one with limited damage. But unfortunately, based off that grand slam, the damage has been done. It is 4-0, and due up is Mark Anthony Carroll, the second-to-last batter on the night, batting 8. So we might be able, with only 1 out, barring a double play, we will bat through the entire lineup here for the Colt 45s. During this break, good opportunity for some more FIFA World Cup action. The last couple quarterfinal matches today were played, where England bested Sorry, just making sure we got this. Markete Carroll's going to foul this one off for strike one. There's a little bit of confusion out here. And plunking a car in the crowd getting involved with that for strike one. Markete Carroll doing some damage in the wrong way, possibly, hitting one, fouling one out into the parking lot. Yeah, England besting Norway today, earlier today, in a 2-1 game that went all the way to extra time, 120 minutes. Two goals from Jude Bellingham, midfielder for England. One of the best players in the world right now. This one misses just low, evens up to count 1-1, and that is back-to-back games where Jude Bellingham has scored a brace for England and brought them through. They beat Mexico, of course, 3-2 in Mexico City at the Azteca, and in Miami today, two goals coming from Bellingham, one in regular time in the first half and one in extra time to give them the 2-1 victory over Norway, which had an impressive performance as Markete Carroll hits this one down that first base line out to right field. And loading the bases is Markete Carroll on a good-looking single, one out away, and bases are now loaded. But again, this is a problem we saw yesterday with Colt 45s. They got the job done still, and they scored 11 runs. But they had bases loaded and stranded all three multiple times last night, once in the fourth and once in the sixth. They stranded with bases loaded. Yeah, just a great performance. World Cup coming to an end here. Argentina and Switzerland currently playing the final quarterfinal match, who will get that last spot and play England on Wednesday, I believe. As Tuesday, France will face Spain, and the winner will move to the World Cup final. Loser will go to the third place game to face either, will face the loser of Argentina or Switzerland and England. So we will keep you guys posted on that Argentina-Switzerland game as well as much as possible as we continue to go through. But here at the ballpark, the bases are loaded, and it is a 2-0 count for Deegan Paulos, the bottom of the lineup. Here in the bottom of the first inning, bases are loaded, and the Colt 45s lead with a score of 4-0. Here's the 2-0 from Williams, misses high again, and Paulos now sitting the bat on the shoulder, looking to walk a run in and keep those bases loaded as well. In the last game of the series, you wonder if there's some personnel issues from the Peloteros. They might be running out of pitchers as well, which is why, as this one hits the zone for strike one, still being patient with Williams. Of course, it's the first inning. You'd like to, as I mentioned, you'd like to see him go a little bit longer, and you want to give him the chance to find himself here. There's a 3-1 check swing, fouled off, and Paulos tried to pull back on that one, but unfortunately he's going to get a piece of it. So now it's a 3-2 count, and we'll have the payoff pitch incoming. Bases loaded, one out away, full count. Here's the pitch. Hits the zone, and striking out looking is Deegan Paulos, and that is out number two here. So the bases will remain loaded, but batting all the way through is the Reading Colt 45s. And now it will be Timmy Ayers up for the second time this inning in what has been a 25-minute first inning so far. But again, bases loaded. They'd like to do some more damage if you're the Colt 45s if possible. Ayers came around to score on that grand slam in the top of the first inning. He singled. As this one's going to get framed just outside for ball one. Looked like he almost brought that into the zone, but not quite. 1-0 count here. Williams trying to get out of here with limited damage, but four runs is enough to win that first game between these two teams. The score was 5-1. This evens up the count 1-1. This one hits the top of the zone. No swing attempt from Ayers. But again, a very calm and cool night. Not breezy at all, but we were sitting at 95 at first pitch. However, I feel like that has changed a lot due to the sun making its descent. 2-1 count now. Let's cool things off quickly here at Tiger Field, Redding, California. Another reminder, another game coming tomorrow. Colt 45s will have a new opponent. This 2-1 misses just outside. It'll be 3-1, and again, threatening, walking in a run with bases loaded. Two outs away, 4-0, the Colt 45s lead in the bottom of the first. But tomorrow they will face the Yuba Sutter Stripers in a one-game series, just one game. They will make the trip north here, couple hour drive, as this one is going to be a walk, and that will walk in a run. It is now 5-0, the Colt 45s lead, and Ayers 2-for-2 on the night with a walk and a single. And Tyson Bragg will be up now, left fielder tonight, getting his second attempt in this first inning. 5-0, bases loaded still. Colt 45's lead. You got Parker on third, Mark Anthony Carroll on second, and Timmy Ayers on first. Tyson Bragg walked on that first at-bat, coming just about 10 minutes ago or so. Looking to do that again. If not, put some wood on the baseball and bring some runs across. Two outs here. Going on anything will be these three runners as he watches a called strike one hit the zone. Yeah, just a reminder to come out to the ballpark. Tiger Field, they play dang near every day, 4 days a week, usually at least. This one's chopped foul for strike two. Just a little early on it was Bragg towards that Pelotero's dugout. But Colt 45's coming down towards the end of the season, just about 13 games or so after tonight. So bring your family, bring your friends, and bring your appetite as well. Food and drink sold here at Tiger Field. A great opportunity to get out, get some sun, watch some baseball, and enjoy America's pastime. As this one's going to get fouled back from Bragg off the catcher, Hackney. And the home plate umpire notices some agony coming from Hackney, and he will just walk that one, a new baseball out to Williams before proceeding. A thumbs up coming from Hackney, which is something you love to see. Lacey, the Batgirl, doing it all, delivering some new baseballs to the home plate umpire. And three foul balls, or two foul balls, back-to-back, but watching a strike hit the zone as well. It leaves the count at 0-2, zero balls, two strikes, two outs, bases loaded in this bottom of the first at the Colt 45's lead with a score of 5-0, thanks to the grand slam from Andrew Mora, as this one misses high and wide for ball one. Brings the count to 1-2. 1-2 count. Digging back in now is Tyson Bragg. Williams looking to find his spots still. Here's the 1-2. Chop that hard, and it'll go foul, and we will do it again. That is the third foul ball we've seen actually hit the locker room of the locker room slash equipment room, whatever it may be over there, of the Colt 45s down that third base line. Just a little bit over the crowd in that third base club as well, which is obviously much better than hitting it into the crowd of that third base club. Here's the 1-2, swung on. He'll go foul again, just over my head and right on top of the tent with where the food is to bring your appetite. Absolutely, the quality food out here at Tiger Field, some of the best hamburgers and hot dogs I've ever had. And the ball will, just on cue, land right on top of that tent that they have protecting them from the sun. And as well, straight foul balls, just like that, as this one's going to miss just high, even up the count. Two balls now, two strikes, and two outs, bases loaded. 5-0 is the score, as this one is going to just miss the zone and fill up the count. And now we have another payoff pitch pending. Williams threatening walking his fifth batter just here in this first inning and walking in yet another run. That would be back-to-back. Here's the 3-2, kicks and deals, runners looking to go, chop that hard towards left field, is it going to find some grass, it's going to be foul again, and that is the fifth foul ball coming from Tyson Bragg, and just a little smile and a shake of the head coming from him, can't do much about it, just trying to level it out and put this one in play, but we will do it again. Now a 30-minute first inning, how about that? And it is still not over, just one strike away from being over, but could bring some more runs across. Again, bases loaded here, here's the payoff. Swung on hard. This one's going to stay fair towards center field, giving chase and finding some grass. It's going to score at least two. Coming around from second is Mark Anthony Carroll, and he will score a three RBI double coming in from Tyson Bragg, who is also now 2-for-2 on the night. He will be the lone runner there. Coming around is Timmy Ayers, Mark Anthony Carroll, and D'Amico Parker. The Colt 45s now lead 8-0 in this first inning. And we might be getting into the color commentary early tonight, folks, as, again, the bullpen now finally getting some action. A three RBI double from Tyson Bragg hit towards the scoreboard in left center field, playing pretty shallow, actually, was Nickel out there in center field and not able to go get chase to it in time as it caroms past him and actually hits the back wall. So three runner score coming around from third was Parker, from second was Anthony Carroll, and from first, all the way from first after working the walk, was Timmy Ayers. So now 8-0 is the score. Preston Conklin due up. Here's the 1-0. Misses just high, and it'll bring the count to 2-0. And incredible stuff here from this Colt 45's offense. Colt 45's offense. 8-0 they lead here in the bottom of the first inning, two outs away, but two balls, two strikes, another runner in scoring position off that three RBI double. Is Tyson Bragg, as this one hits the zone for strike one. 2-1 now. And about as action-packed of a first inning as you could ask for. besides it's just a lopsided first inning. Here's a 2-1 swung on hard by Conklin again to deep center field, giving chase to it this time. And making the squeeze on the back pedal is going to be Mickle. So that will retire the side. The Colt 45 strand one, but they score eight. How about that? Not something you hear every day. And they work through a time and a half through the lineup. We will head to the top of the second inning, where the Peloteros will have work to do. When you need help fast, Redding Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. Trust the local HVAC pros right here in Redding. Call 530-223-1332 today. That's 530-223-1332 today.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. It is Austin Pasma, still for his second full inning of work. As you'd assume, as he made quick work of that first inning, he is now feeling plenty rested as well after about 30 minutes of offense from the Colt 45, so he got a nice long rest. And him and Tyler Jones will be ready to dig back in here as battery mates and get the job done here in the second about as smoothly as the first. They'll have one hit, but stranded on second was Floyd in that top of the first inning. Due up will be Miller, Hackney, and Mickle. Should the inning continue, it will be McKinnon, who's manning third tonight. And again, designated hitter spot coming ninth tonight for the Peloteros, just trying something new, trying to maybe find some momentum through the entire lineup and even out the heavy hitters, as we saw from Wazelchuk, and we also saw last night from the designated hitter. Miller now the second baseman tonight, and he was second baseman last night as well, getting his first at-bat of the night. 8-0 ball game. They have a lot of work to do. They need to score one every single inning just to tie it and play flawless on the defensive side of things as this one hits the bottom of the zone for strike one. Good-looking pitches. A pair of strikeouts in that first inning from Austin Pasma. As a big cut and a miss there for Miller as well, swinging at some low cheese. Brings the count to 0-2. Now an opportunity for three strikeouts for Austin Pasma. Plenty of time to play with a pitch or two here, as this one's actually going to plunk the helmet of Miller, trying to duck out of the way, but it will hit him. And unfortunate there, Pasma, that one got away from him. Miller tries to duck out of the way, still hits him in the helmet, but he gives a nice jog that 90 feet to first base, letting everyone know he's okay. And I'm sure he's okay with that it hit the helmet. Obviously, safety first, but that's a free 90 feet in a when he was in a hole. Zero balls and two strikes. Austin Pasma now just digging back in. Tyler Jones giving him fresh baseball. And now getting his first opportunity at the plate tonight is going to be Hackney, the right-handed batter, who we saw bat a few times last night as well. Hackney last night was 1-for-4 as well, never came around to score, or 0-for-4 rather, with one strikeout. So looking to do better tonight, as this one misses for ball one. Pasma now, again, 6'6", got a lot of oomph behind the ball as this one swung on hard by Hackney, and he will get a single at least. Thinks about going two, but decides to hold up as it's right fielder Timmy Ayers firing that one back in there to Mark Anthony Carroll, but going to third is Miller, and now runners will be on the corners. A good-looking hit there into right field coming from Hackney. Jarrett Hackney with his first hit of the series, or at least between yesterday and today. I'm not entirely sure about Thursday's matchup between the two. Now due up is going to be Mickle. Getting his first at-bat here tonight. Runners on the corners, first and third, as this one's going to skip past Tyler Jones, making the throw back, but sliding in safe is Miller. Close call there. But Miller will come around to score, and the score is now 8-1 off the wild pitch. Brings home Miller. So that one just skips off the dirt right in front of Tyler Jones. Gets the mask off, is able to chase it down quickly back in the screen, but getting a good jump from third was Miller, and he comes around to score, and that's why taking that extra 90 feet is vastly important. And taking second as well was Hackney, and he will now get a courtesy runner there on second base as he's the catcher in tonight's contest. So Mikkel now working a 1-0 count. Austin Pasma just misses the zone there for ball two. So now 2-0 count. Again, some controversy there coming from the crowd here. Don't exactly agree with that call. We're still in the top of the second inning. 8 for the Reading Colt 45s to 1 for the Pelotoros. And this one, Tyler Jones does a great job staying in front of that one as it was way down in the dirt and threatening bringing another runner around, or at least to third base. Was the courtesy runner on second for Hackney. Would have surely gotten the third off that, but Jones is able to stuff that one and keep it in front of him. As this one misses down in the dirt, and it's going to be a four-pitch walk issued to Mikkel in his first at-bat of the night. So now runners on first and second, zero outs away. And climbing out of the hole now is the Pelotaros, possibly. Obviously, you just got to take it one at a time. And now it is going to be McKinnon, number 8, the third baseman tonight for the Pelotaros, getting his first at-bat tonight. Had the night off last night as well, so looking to switch it up. Runners on the corners here, or runners on first and second, rather, as this one hits the zone. Good-looking pitch there from Pasma for strike one. Again, no outs here in the top of the second. 8-1 is the score of the ballgame. Big cut and a miss there for McKinnon. We'll bring the count to 0-2. And now looking to get back on the right side of things is Pasma here, looking to get a strikeout, which would be his third of the night after the inning started very similar before he hit Miller with that pitch. As this one misses low to bring the count to 1-2. 1-2, nobody out, runners on first and second. And Austin Pasma veers in, the right-hander. Pitch down just low, and it'll even up the count 2-2. Jones able to eat that one as well, keep that in front of him. He's done a great job there behind the dish tonight, just keeping everything in front of him, other than that one that unfortunately brought a run around to score. But not much you could do about it as that one bounced shy of the actual batter circle, as this is a big swing and a miss, though, coming from Pasma, getting his get back for strike or out number one and strikeout number three on the night. Here in the second inning, it'll still be runners on first and second, and it will be the designated hitter with runners in scoring position, Alisawi, number 36 for the Cal State Pelotaros.
Designated hitter, number 36, Zane Alisawi.
Runners on first and second. Here's the pitch. Just short of the zone. Not entirely sure where that one missed. Maybe just a little bit low for ball one. 8-1 is the score of the ball game here in the top of second inning. One out away. Runners on first and second. 1-0 to designated hitter at the bottom of the lineup here, Zane Alisawi. As this one's fouled straight back and off of a pole, standing up by the screen and back into the field, almost right back to the glove of Austin Pasma. But that will be strike one, even up the count here, one apiece. Tyler Jones delivers a new ball to Pasma. And we will do it again. The sun now kind of breaking through the clouds, but it is pretty much set on Tiger Field. Just some stripes of sun coming through in deep center field and right field as well. Just back on the wall, and a big cut and a miss there from Alisawi. Will bring the count to 1-2. An opportunity for back-to-back punch-outs would be Austin Pasma here, his fourth of the night as well, if he can get it done here. 8-1 ball game out here at Tiger Field. And just the top of the second inning, both runners going to second and third. Tyler Jones with a missed throw, and runners are going to come around to score at least the one. And D'Amico Parker loses the ball as well. Standing up at third is Mickle, and the courtesy runner for Hackney will come around to score. So it is now 8-2 off the wild opportunity. Tyler Jones just misses the throw to second. Dean Palace couldn't make the jump to get there, not expected to as well. So on the E2, a runner will come around to score. It's now 8-2 the score of this ball game here on KCNR Shasta Redding on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. As this one's chopped up to Deegan Palace, it will score a run, but it will be a 4-3 putout for out number two on Alice Howie. But it's going to be a sacrifice ground out. Score is now 8-3, and that will retire the side. Right, I thought that was only the second out, but it looks like that is the third out. I guess that will retire the side. We will head to the bottom of the second inning. The score is 8-2 here. Tonight's Reading, or tonight's Colt 45's game is sponsored by Redding Heating and Air. Stay cool this summer with Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingandAir.com or call 530-223-1332 today.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field. Here we are in the bottom of the second inning, 8-2. Your Redding Colt 45s lead the Cal State Poloteros. And I believe now that I'm looking at it, it was a full-count payoff pitch to Alisawi in the bottom of the lineup when he swung and missed. So that was the fourth strikeout of the night for Austin Pasma for out number two. And then that's when Tyler Jones missed that throw out to Deegan Palos and brought a run around to score. So then it was the top of the lineup in Smith who grounded out to Deegan Palos for that 4-3 putout, which retired the side. So I must have just missed that one swing of the bat coming from Elisawi. So if I'm not mistaken, strikeout for out number two, or strikeout for out number one, strikeout for out number two, and then the top of the lineup and ground out for out number three. So it will bring two across the score, however. So 8-2 is the score of the ball game. We are in the bottom of the second inning. Andrew Mora is due up, and he is 1-for-1 with a home run, a grand slam at that, coming in the first inning, of course. Left-handed batter looking for an opportunity here yet again to pretty much keep the script going. Swung foul, this one, for strike number one. Just a little bit early on it, we'll foul it back. But again, Andrew Moore with that patience hitting to that opposite field as expected from a left-handed batter. You'd expect to hit towards right field or towards right center. Hits that one all the way towards left center, left of the scoreboard out here at Tiger Field for a four-run shot, grand slam, coming the first inning that opened the scoring, and they doubled their score throughout the rest of that inning. So he's got half the points here as this one will plunk him. Nice soft on the hips there. And a free 90 feet. Andrew Moore will wear that one gladly. As we do have a pitcher in relief for Williams. Williams just goes the one inning. Allows six hits, eight runs. No errors to him, but four batters walked. And just the one strikeout on Palos. He also hit a batter as well. It's not the best night for him. But designated hitter, Braden Chiarito, is now up for the Colt 45s, another left-handed batter. through the heart of the order here as he swings on this one into center field, shallow center, giving hard chase to it and making the squeeze is center fielder Mickle, and heading back to first on that fly eight is Andrew Mora. So runner stays on first, a fly out there from Chiarito. And I believe we'll get that name of the pitcher coming in for you that came in for the Peloteros as soon as possible. Tyler Jones now up to the plate. He is one for one on the night with a single. He came around to score as well. And with one out away here in an 8-2 ball game, the lights have just been switched on at Tiger Field. So we're rapidly approaching the one-hour mark, just about 50 minutes into this game, 47, as this one's called strike one on the inside corner for Tyler Jones. 0-1 is the count, runner on first, Andrew Mora being held on by Smith. Here's the pitch from the southpaw, swung on hard by Tyler Jones. That one may have actually come to hit him, but he swings the bat as it made its way back to him, and he fouls it down that third base line back towards Tabiko Parker on deck. 0-2. Tyler Jones going to have to work his way out of this one here. It's the number 27 pitching for the Peloteros now as this one swung on down that 5-6 hole, and it is going to be a single for Tyler Jones. Finding that hole, he has now got two of them. Back-to-back singles for Tyler Jones, one in the first, one in the second, and Mora will be safe at second as well. It's now a runner in scoring position, as well as Tyler Jones standing up on first base for D'Amico Parker here. One out away in an 8-2 ball game in the bottom of the second inning. D'Amico Parker now due up. He worked the walk earlier in that first inning. As this one's fouled back from D'Amico Parker. Runner on first and second. One out away here in the bottom of the second inning that the Colt 45s lead 8-2. D'Amico Parker for the Colt 45s is up to the plate. Walked and eventually came around to score in that long first inning. Here's the 0-1. Swung on hard into deep left field, giving chase to it. And hits the wall, and it is going to be a home run from D'Amico Parker. He comes around to score about the exact same spot. A three-run shot from D'Amico Parker. That one was even closer than Andrew Mora's home run that I had to kind of hesitate on the call for. That one bounces off the cement wall out there in left field and hits the net. It is a called home run, a three-run shot from D'Amico Parker. And just like that, in 1 1/3 innings, the Colt 45s have equalized their score last night. They won 11-8 last night. They lead 11-2 here, just four outs into their offensive night. How about that? And it's going to be Mark Anthony Carroll, who singled in the first, will foul this one back for strike one. Empty bases now as Parker did his job clearing them for him. And this game is getting out of hand early. 11-2 is the score. As the 27, the left-handed pitcher for the Peloteros, misses this one just low to even up the count 1-1. Nobody on, one ball, one strike, one out away. Following the D'Amico Parker home run out into left field again, just quite literally a foot away from not staying in the ballpark, as this one's hit right back up to the pitcher, but not able to stay in front of it. And the single from Mark Anthony Carroll, he will come around for back-to-back stand-up singles. Runner on first now for Deegan Palos, who struck out in that first inning. The only Colt 45 actually do not make his way on base as of yet, but he's the only one who's only gotten one attempt so far. So this is his second attempt. And Argentina and Switzerland as well in this game, as we get a pickoff attempt, but standing up safe is Mark Anthony Carroll. Argentina and Switzerland. Switzerland found an equalizer. They are now level at one goal apiece, and they're heading into extra time. So 30 minutes of extra time, and should it continue or remain tied through those 30 minutes, we would go to penalty kicks to see who faces England in that semifinal matchup. So it'd be France, Spain, England, and the winner of this game in the FIFA World Cup, which is rapidly coming to an end. But should be important to note, Argentina against Cape Verde, as this one's fouled or hit straight up into the air towards right field. Three, Pelotero's giving chase to it and making the grab as second baseman. That will be Miller. So for out number one, or out number two, rather, a fly out to second, but deep second, as Mark Anthony Carroll will remain on first. And we'll be back to the top lineup, Timmy Ayers, who is 2-for-2 on the night with a single and a walk, who's come around to score both times, left-handed batter. But yeah, Argentina against Cape Verde played that 120 minutes, and they scored in that overtime. Ended up winning, scored twice, actually, ended up winning that game 3-2, and Switzerland actually is down to 10 men as well with a red card. So Argentina will be up one man for the next half hour if they can get the job done. If not, it will go to a penalty kick, a penalty shootout, which is something you love to see as just a fan of soccer if you're not supporting any team. It's very nerve-wracking, of course, but as a fan of soccer and a fan of the game, you'd love to see a penalty shootout be decisive for a spot in the Final Four. As runner going here, Mark Anthony Carroll, throw coming in and applying the tag. They say he's safe. Mark Anthony Carroll safe on the slide. He steals second on a really close one, thrown on a dime from Hackney, and shortstop Lopez able to make the grab and apply the tag, but just late, the umpire says, the infield umpire says, just late. So runner on second now, two outs away in an 11-2 ball game. It's a 1-1 count as well. Southpaw peers off. Now pitches, fouled back towards the screen for strike number two.
That foul ball brought to you by Crystal Creek Aggregate. Quality aggregate.
And again, yeah, as we are now just a few minutes in to extra time for Argentina versus Switzerland, still 1-1. But again, Switzerland down to 10 men, so probably just trying to survive their way into penalties, which they went to penalties against Colombia and emerged victorious, obviously. They're still in the tournament. So I think they would be fine doing that again, especially with at the disadvantage of having one less player. As this one's going to plunk Timmy Ayers, and he has now gotten a single. He has walked, and he's now been hit by a pitch. And he will make his way to first slowly but surely. And now runners on first and second for Tyson Bragg, who's also 2-for-2 on the night with a walk and a double. So we are nearly an hour of the way, into this ball game, but still in the bottom of the second inning. Tyson Bragg, left-handed batter, left-on-left matchup, the first we've seen here tonight from pitcher and batter. Runners on first and second, two outs away. A little bit of a sidearm approach coming from the 27 and the Peloteros here. This one just misses for ball one. Digging back into the box is Bragg. Manning left field tonight. Yet to get any action out there. Here's the 1-0 down in the dirt, and keeping in front of him was Hackney very impressively. And he'll bring the count to 2-0. As this one hits the inside zone, inside corner, and brings the count to 2-1. Still in favor of Bragg and the Colt 45s, but two balls now, one strike, two outs away, in an 11-2 ball game. Bottom of the second, almost an hour in, as mentioned, but still early in this ball game. Not even a quarter of the way through yet. Here's the 1-2, misses the zone, or the 2-1, misses the zone to bring it up to 3-1. And just looking to get out of here is the Peloteros and get back on the offense side of things. They're going to need a lot of it to come back and win this game. But swung on hard and fouled, chopped into the crowd, skipped over that lower fence by the dugout of the Peloteros and into the crowd off the one hop. It'll fill up the count, payoff pitch pending. And yet see a strikeout for this new pitcher, the 27 of the Peloteros. Again, apologies. Got limited resources here. Do not have a name. Tried for quite a while to search online for a roster, but couldn't quite find one. Or a roster with numbers, however. That is, as this one's going to miss and load the bases for ball four, and bases are loaded yet again for the Colt 45s, and they have an opportunity to bat through the entire order once again, or they have technically, with Preston Conklin due up now, the last batter due up on the inning. Runners on first, second, and third. The bases are loaded. Ducks are on the pond for the Colt 45s. They lead 11-2 already in the second inning as Lacey gets another ovation from the crowd and applause. Two outs away. Bases are loaded for Conklin here as this one misses inside. Never mind. It hits the zone for strike one. And that is why I usually wait for the umpire's call. It looked like Conklin was brushed off the plate with that one, but it must have been really close because it did hit the corner there. According to the home plate umpires, he swings hard on this one. It's going to find its way through the 5-6 hole, and they will bat all the way through again, scoring one more and keeping the bases loaded on that single is Preston Conklin. Mark Anthony Carroll to third, Bragg to second, and coming around to score is Mark Anthony Carroll, rather. On third now is Timmy Ayers, second Tyson Bragg, and now standing up at first off that single is Preston Conklin. Bases remain loaded here. It is now 12-2, the Colt 45's lead. As this has been a barn burner through the first hour of this game, and we are still in the bottom of the second inning. Left-handed batter Andrew Mora has been hit by a pitch, and he hit the grand slam. So 2-for-2 on the night, and he's coming around to score both times. This one misses just low for ball one. And might have to get another scorecard out tonight for the Colt 45 should they bat through the order one more time in any inning. As this one's hit hard into right field now, and it is gone. Another home run. Two home runs and three attempts from Andrew Mora. Back-to-back grand slams for him. Two grand slams on the night for Andrew Mora. Can you believe that? Pulls one to left, hits one in favor to right, and that is two grand slams. Now, eight runs coming across via the bat of Andrew Mora. Can you believe that? The score is now 16-2, the Reading Colt 45's lead in the second inning. Absolutely incredible stuff from Andrew Mora. Two grand slams coming in from him in three at-bats. And the second one, it's not like he struck out or just singled or anything. He was hit by a pitch and came around to score. It is now 16-2. In a conversation being had up on the mound, and this game has gotten ugly quick, folks. I cannot believe that. Andrew Mora pulls one to left as the left-handed hitter back in the first inning, brings four across on that grand slam, and then does it again. Unfortunately, I did slightly forget there was bases loaded. It's just been so common so far this series and tonight for the Colt 45s. So my apologies for the slight lack of excitement as that one was hit on a line. A little bit more sure that one was going out, but it was a little more flat, not as much under it. Hits that one down the right field line, and it stays fair, just a few feet left of that foul ball pole. Goodness gracious. 16-2, the Colt 45's lead. Back-to-back grand slams, or two out of three attempts, but two swings of the bat and two grand slams for Andrew Mora. And if he's listening, quick apologies to Jacob Green for not being here for that. I know that's something he's wishing he could be on the call for. Andrew Mora, two at-bats, or three at-bats, but two swings of the bat and two grand slams. And now will be Braden Chiarito up to the plate as this one gets up near his head, ducks out of the way for ball one. And the bullpen getting activity yet again for the Peloteros, as it seems like we are now 1 hour through this game, 61 minutes through, and we are still in the bottom of the second inning. Seems like this game will never end if you're the Peloteros. This one's fouled back by Chiarito. Even up the count, 1-1. Chiarito, the DH on the night, but he feels the guy in front of him, Andrew Mora, batting cleanup, has stolen all of his thunder with back-to-back grand slams. One ball, one strike, two outs, as this one's fouled back to bring it to two strikes, and now just one strike away for this Peloteros defense and the pitcher, number 27. As this one misses inside to get up the count. So one strike away from retiring the side, as I was saying. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, 16-2 is the score of this baseball game here at Tiger Field. And we have yet to see the third inning. Here's the 2-2. Swung on hard. It's going to find its way to the second baseman, Miller, who gets the putout, the 4-3 putout, which will retire the side. Finally, the Colt 45 score 8 in the first and 8 in the second on 6 hits in each, if I'm not mistaken. Two home runs in both, or two, a home run in the first and two home runs in the second, 3 on the night. 16-2, the Colt 45's lead. When you need help fast, Redding Heating and Air delivers 24-7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros right here in Redding, California, in the surrounding area. Call 530-223-1332 today. That is 530-223-1332 today.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. We enter the top of the third inning, finally, and due up is Floyd, who singled back in the first inning, hits his second attempt at the plate here for the Cal State Peloteros, who are now a far cry away from having an opportunity to win this ball game, but they are going to give it everything they got, I assure you that. Close game last night and even Thursday night, 5-1 they dropped to the Colt 45s and then dropped last night 8-11 as this is a extremely high-octane fastball coming from Pasma, but it just misses high. Tyler Jones comes out of the stance and is able to keep that one in front of him, protect the home plate umpire behind him as well. I'm sure he's thankful for that. 1-0 now, swung on hard again off a fastball, and this one's fouled back. And bounces just shy of a car.
Yes.
Even up the count 1-1. Here's the top of the third inning. And again, we'll try our best to keep it here at Tiger Field. But 16-2 is the score. So some color commentary is pending. I'm sure by the fifth inning it'll be anything but baseball possibly. 1-2 count here as this one hits the corner for Pasma. He's got 4 strikeouts on the night. Looking to keep that going. 2 runs allowed. As this one misses just low, Jones again down in the dirt, keeping that one in front of him. Impressive job. Even the count 2-2. He'll take a quick reset. That one may have hopped up and hit him in that area no one wants to be hit in. Here's the 2-2. Floyd swung on hard into deep right field, giving hard chase to his airs. It's going to be off the wall, off one of the signs out there. It's going to be a good look at double there from Floyd. A good power hit coming from him. And that's back-to-back we've seen from him. He's got a single and a double. And he will get his gear back to his coach and make his way back to second. A hard hit double bounces directly off the wall. I do not think it bounced off the grass in the outfield before hitting the wall. It was hard to tell. Again, it's getting a little dark here. About time the glasses come off. Usually that doesn't happen until the fifth inning or so. About halfway through the ballgame, I'll take the glasses off. But tonight, with the pace this game has gone at, here in the top of the third with 0 outs away, and a 16-2 score. It is getting dark here quickly. Now it'll be Wazelchuk for the Colt 45s out in left field. Had to watch a couple home runs go over his head. Obviously nothing he could do about it. And now the score is 16-2. One strike swung hard. It's going to go foul back towards the parking lot yet again. A full parking lot at that, and it's going to bounce straight off the top of the car. And it will be 0 balls and 2 strikes now. Runner on second, 0 outs away in a 16-2 ball game that your Colt 45s lead through the first 15-minute overtime in Kansas City, Missouri. 1-1 still. Argentina and Switzerland are tied 15 minutes away from a penalty shootout that Switzerland is clearly going for, obviously. Down a man. As this one misses inside, 1-2 is now the count. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch down in the dirt. Even it up, 2-2. Runner on second, two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Here in the top of the third, Austin Pasma appears in, kicks and deals, misses just high, and we'll have a payoff pitch pending. And a full count now. Again, 16-2 is the score of this ballgame here. Runner going, swing, and a miss for the strikeout, and a throw coming from Jones, and a good pick there by Preston Conklin. Jones maybe just rushed the throw there, an impressive play by Preston Conklin. It will be a strikeout nonetheless. Pasma strikes out Wazelchuk for the second time, and safe at third will be Floyd now, just 90 feet away from coming around to score. And Tyler Jones, great job gloving that, but makes just maybe a little bit too quick of a throw or threw it a little too hard. Off the one hop, scooping it off the ground, and keep it in front of him is Preston Conklin. Otherwise, surely Floyd comes around to score there. So one out away here for Lopez, who takes a stroll after watching one miss low for ball one. 1-0 count, 16-2. 90 feet away from bringing it to 16-3 is Floyd and the Peloteros. But a lot of work to do after that, even if a few runs come across this inning as this one's fouled straight up in the air. It might stay in the ballpark for Tyler Jones to give chase to. And not able to get there in time is the pitcher, Austin Pasma. Good effort there as it stays in just by about a foot or so, but not able to make the grab in time. It would just be a foul ball treated as strike one, and is now 1-1 count. Maybe Tyler Jones could have gotten that one, Bob Anderson might think, but definitely one I'd say was closer to the pitcher. Tough play to make, regardless, right up there at the net towards that dugout at third, as this one's kind of hit softly and giving chase and making the grab is Deegan Palos. An incredible play, and looking back, Floyd, how about that? It looked like it was going to go sit into center field, but D'Amico Parker called off by Deegan Palos, and Palos makes the squeeze and holds Floyd at third. So now two outs away on that pop out by Lopez, and now it will be Miller up, the second baseman. Miller now getting his second opportunity on the night. He was hit by a pitch in that second inning, where he later came around to score and is one of the two runs for the Reading Colt 45s, or for the Cal State Peloteros, against the Reading Colt 45s, that is. As this one misses low, Jones gets away from him slightly. He just looks back, Floyd, and makes sure he doesn't try anything silly. Runner on third, two outs away, one ball, zero strikes. In a 16-2 ball game again. To reiterate that, just to be clear on where we are at in this game, even though it is early still, top of the third, is this one misses high for ball two. Two balls, zero strikes, two outs. Swung on hard there into deep center field. Not able to get there is D'Amico Parker, and it's going to carry him off the wall, actually, and possibly going three and holding at two. Last second is Miller. A stand-up double for Miller, and it will bring in a run as well, so an RBI double. And Floyd now will come across for the first time tonight. It is now 16-3, the score of this ballgame. Two outs away, runner on second in Miller after that double. Hackney up, the catcher, spending plenty of time on that mound tonight, or in the batter's box, in the general vicinity, in that batter's circle, rather. And that patch of dirt has been not so friendly to him so far. However, he did come around to score off a single in his first attempt. Just for that entire Peloteros defense, they have not been able to have anything go their way through the first two innings. Eight runs in the first allowed, eight runs in the second allowed, and that is why we are where we are. 16-3 here. Two outs away, runner on second. And this one's inside, but finds the zone and makes its way back. How about that? What a nasty pitch coming in from Austin Pasma. Nothing you can do about that. 0-2 count now. And looking to retire the side and get his fifth strikeout of the night would be Pasma here. Here's the 0-2. Swung on hard and a miss, and that will strand the one that they had. A pair of strikeouts in two of the three innings, five strikeouts total coming from Austin Pasma. The Colt 45s lead 16-3, stranding one and scoring one is the Peloteros. We will head to the bottom of the third momentarily. Tonight's Reading Colt 45s game is sponsored by Reading Heating and Air. Reading area, stay cool this summer with Reading Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingandAir.com or call 530-223-1332 today. That's 530-223-1332 today.
Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Reading Heating and Air. Visit ReadingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Reading Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Reading, California. We are in the bottom of the third inning in a game that you think would be over by now. Score is 16-3 if you just looked at the scoreboard. Eight runs coming in both the first and the second for the Reading Colt 45s. Due up is the catcher for tonight for the Colt 45s, Tyler Jones, who has come around to score twice on two singles, 2-for-2 on the night. Very consistent from him as well as the rest of the Colt 45's offense. And for the Peloteros, yet another pitcher in relief. It will be the number 11. Or if I'm not mistaken, maybe got the wrong name there, unfortunately. Or the wrong number. I believe the 11 is... Oh, it'll be the number 8, actually. Number 8 for the Cal State Peloteros. His first faced batter is going to be the Tyler Jones. The catcher for the Colt 45s getting his third at bat of the night in the third inning. Not much else you could ask for, so he'll foul this one back at the screen for strike one. 0-1 count. 16-3 is the ball is the score of the ball game here. Here's the 0-1. Misses just inside to even up the count 1-1. Here's the 1-1 swing and a miss there. A crazy fastball coming in high. Tyler Jones took a swing at it. Strong attempt, but no contact found in the ball there. So it's 1-2. And the number 8 here for the Peloteros on the mound here will get, oh, not quite, or they will give him a strikeout, just very unanimated from the home plate umpire, but that will be a strikeout on Tyler Jones. Struck out looking, just painted the corner there of the zone. Number 8, the right-handed pitcher on the mound for the Peloteros will face the right-handed batter, center fielder for the Colt 45s here, D'Amico Parker, who has walked and homered a three-run shot last inning, and he'll crush this one too, but it's going to have a lot under it. Giving chase and able to make the squeeze is going to be Wazelchuk out there in left field. So a fly out after a walk and a three-run shot will be out number 2. And now a little bit more pace coming into this game as Mark Anthony Carroll is due up with two outs away. 16-3 is the score of this ball game in the bottom of the third inning. Out of Fresno, California is Mark Anthony Carroll, out of Reedley College as well. getting his third at-bat as he will duck entirely out of the way of this one. Almost took his head off. He has singled twice and come around to score in both of them. And just got word here, Argentina has found the back of the net. 2-1, they lead now with just a few minutes left in this extra time. So Switzerland now down a man and will have to find a goal to take this one into a penalty shootout. So one ball, one strike, two outs away. Nobody on here for the Colt 45s, which is not something I have said commonly this series or specifically tonight. They have almost always had some runners on as count is now 2-1. Here's the pitch. Swung on hard there by Mark Anthony Carroll and finding some open grass. That'll be three singles for Mark Anthony Carroll. Just about as safe as you'd like. Very consistent for Mark Anthony Carroll tonight and this Colt 45's offense as a whole, of course. Now due up Deegan Paulos, again, the only Colt 45's player to not get on base as of yet. But, again, just two attempts. It's early on. And he's got plenty of time to right the ship here as we are still in the bottom of the third inning. He's made some great plays on the defensive side of things, too, making a couple putouts there on the infield. This one misses high for ball one. But he's also gotten a pop out there in shallow center field, giving hard chase to it and calling off center fielder D'Amico Parker to get that one, as this one misses high in towards the face of him again for ball two. So runner on first, and Mark Anthony Carroll. It's third single in a row, third of the night, 3-for-3 he is. And Deegan Paulos now, two balls, no strikes. Pitcher kicks and deals, misses just high again to bring the count 3-0. And now an opportunity to work the four-pitch walk and become the last batter needed, or the ninth batter to reach. And he will. Four high pitches seen by Deegan Paulos, and he will head to first. Mark Anthony Carroll will get another 90 feet to second, and now we got a runner in scoring position for the Colt 45s. Now the left-handed batter, top of the lineup, Timmy Ayers, 3-for-3 on the night with a single, a walk, and a hit by pitch, but he's come around to score all three times. So 1-for-1 as far as putting something in play, but he hasn't had to work too hard on the other two. Look to stay consistent here as this one misses high again. Just the fastball is just not hitting the zone. Ducking entirely out of the way was Ayers there. Don't want to wear that one. That would take you out of the games, to say the least. 1-0 count now. Runners on first and second. Two outs away here in the bottom of the third. 16-3 is the score still. Swing and a miss there coming from Ayers. Missed one low down in the dirt. Decided to take a slice at it. Didn't come up with anything. 1-1 now. One ball, one strike, two outs away. Play is at any bag, just not home at the plate. Here's the 1-1. This is just low. A close one there for sure. Just a little bit shallow there. Good frame job by Hackney, but couldn't quite get it. Didn't quite get the call he was looking for. 2-1 count now. On deck, should the inning continue, would be the number 2 of Tyson Bragg out in left field. We haven't seen yet. Has to make any plays. 2-2 now, as this one's taken in the inside corner by Ayers. Left-handed batter. Again, 3-for-3 on the night. His fourth attempt just in the third inning. See what he can do here. Two outs away. Two balls, two strikes. Kicks and deals. Down low, and runners will go as this one's just on the feet of Ayers. And runners now on second and third. We got multiple in scoring position for the Colt 45s and a full count payoff pitch pending. But still just one strike away from retiring the side and limiting the damage would bring no runs across this inning for the first time tonight. However, a two-out rally could be in store for the Colt 45s against this Peloteros defense. Here's the 3-2. Kicks and deals. Just misses the zone, and that will load the bases. Timmy Ayers, his second walk of the night and his third free 90 feet of the night. And the bases are now loaded. Anthony Carroll on third. Paulos on second. Ayers now on first for Tyson Bragg. We've seen two grand slams tonight. Could we see a third in three innings? That would be stuff you see only out of a movie. But out here at Tiger Field, it is quite cinematic, so we will see what happens here. You never know. Left-handed hitter, Tyson Bragg. Both grand slams coming from Andrew Mora, the left-handed batter as well, who is in the hole right now. Should the inning continue, we can see him. As this one finds the zone for strike one, and time called by Tyson Bragg, fixing his grip on the bat, adjusted the gloves just slightly. Bases loaded, two outs away in this bottom of the third inning. The Colt 45s are up 13 as this one misses down in the dirt. Again, Hackney does a good job keeping it in front of him, evens up the count 1-1. Here's the pitch. Finds the outside corner for strike two. And some disagreement coming from Colt 45 fans. One ball, two strikes, nonetheless. Bases are loaded, two outs away. Colt 45's lead 16-3 in the bottom of the third here. Here's the 1-2 swing, and a miss, and that will retire the side. And for the first time tonight, no runs will come across in this inning for the Colt 45s. They do strand three with the bases loaded, however, on a one-hit inning. Bases are loaded, but no one comes across. It is still 16-3 as we head to the top of the fourth inning. When you need help fast, Redding Heating and Air delivers 24-7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros right here in Redding and the surrounding areas. Call 530-223-1332 today. That's 530-223-1332 today.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Redding, California. Here we are at Tiger Field. We are in the top of the fourth inning. What has been a slow-burning game, but plenty of fireworks. We have seen three home runs from the Colt 45s, two grand slams coming from Andrew Mora, batting cleanup tonight, which is exactly how you draw it up if you are the Colt 45s or Bob Anderson, the manager of the Colt 45s. And they're looking now again for a series sweep on the Cal State Peloteros. They lead 16-3. And leading off the top of the fourth, we have Mikkel, followed by McKinnon and Alisawi, finishing off the bottom of the lineup, batting 7, 8, and 9, as he will take a chop and miss this one. Hard swing and a miss at something low there, coming from Austin Pasma, who on the night has been rather solid. He has allowed four hits, only three runs, and five strikeouts to his name. So looking to keep that route going due to the Colt 45's impressive offense as this one hits the inside corner for strike two. He won't need to play too flawless. Just get the job done and do what he has been. If he allows a run or two each inning, that's not a big deal. As you'd assume we would get a pitcher in relief in the next inning or so, or two innings maybe, just due to this where the score is at. This one's chopped back up to him and not able to make the play. A hard 90 coming from Mikkel. He will be safe on the single there. A little chopper down the third baseline, one that Pasma couldn't quite get to in time, and then he dropped it and bobbled it on the bare hand play, and a little shake of the head there. But, again, nothing too crazy. Don't think it would be ruled an error. He probably would have been safe even if he was able to get that throw off on the first attempt. As we get a helicopter out here flying over us in left field, as the sky is turning a pretty purplish pink color with the sunset and the clouds just in the background, obviously a little bit past sunset, but the clouds just changing a little bit of color as it sits deep over the horizon, over the mountains behind us, as this one will miss just inside for ball one. 1-0 count, runner on first. It's McKinnon due up. He struck out swinging in his first attempt and only attempt. And now that I think about it, as he takes a swing and a miss for strike one, even up the count, that is the pitcher right now as he is number 8. So at least we have the name for y'all. McKinnon is on the mound as of right now for the Peloteros. Unless there's two number eights, which I pray there's not. But we've seen it before. This one misses low to bring the count to two balls and one strike. Runner on first still is Mickle, being held on there by Andrew Mora at first. Austin Pasmo, what could be his last inning of work. But they do have a game tomorrow as well, so you might want a runner going here. And skipping off the cleat of Mark Anthony Carroll in a heavy limp to him. Maybe it hopped up off the shin, actually. And would not be surprised if we saw a substitute coming here. Mark Anthony Carroll takes a ball off the leg on an ugly infield grass hop. The runner was going in Mickle, and it was hit right up towards Mickle up at second base. And Mark Anthony Carroll, should he make the grab there, he would have certainly made a double play there, as he was basically standing on the base where he made the play. Now we're going to get a little break here in the action as Mark Anthony Carroll's really going to limp this one off and see if he can keep on going. And as unfortunate as it is, it will most likely be ruled E6. However, about the most unfortunate error you could see, though. But McKinnon is safe at first, and Mickle is safe at second. So you have runners on first and second, and zero outs away. The infield is congregating now around Carroll, making sure he's okay. Head coach Bob Anderson out there as well, just making sure everyone's all right. And Mark Anthony Carroll is going to play through it, folks. So tough guy out there, manning shortstop. And he's 3-for-3 on the night with 3 singles, so he's going to want to stay in this game. He's been balling, to say the least, along with the rest of this Colt 45 team, both offensively and defensively. A couple errors to their name. But last night they played flaws, 0 errors, according to me at least. And thinking back, and I don't even think there was any close calls, really. They played pretty perfect. Obviously, I'm sure coaches don't want to hear that word for their team, played perfect, but and always room to improve. But Austin Pasma and Tyler Jones having a little conversation on the mound just while they have time. Mark Anthony Carroll able to walk that one off. Still got a little bit of a wince to him when he steps. But runners on first and second regardless. Designated hitter now, Alisawi, up for the Cal State Peloteros in a game they trail 16-3. 0 outs away, though, in the top of the fourth here. And final whistle is blown in Kansas City, Missouri, 3-1. Argentina gets the job done yet again in extra time. So they will head to the semifinal where they will face England. And if I'm not mistaken, as this one's down in the dirt, and Tyler Jones able to keep that one in front of him, really impressive again. One of the best I've seen do that, just keeping the ball in front of him. Yeah, Argentina will face England, and France will face Spain, and the winners of those will play in the World Cup final in MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. As this one swung out hard there, and Alisawi will find empty grass out there, giving chase to it and making the throw, but bringing a run around. Good pursuit there by Tyson Bragg, the first we'll see from him out there in left field, but it is going to be an RBI single coming in from Alisawi. And the score is now 16-4, and holding at second was McKinnon off a good throw from Tyson Bragg, looking to get that pickoff attempt at third. Yeah, as mentioned, France and Spain will face each other in Dallas, and then in Boston, I believe, Argentina and Switzerland will face each other in the semifinals. Winners will play in the World Cup final. Losers will play in the third-place game the day before. We are down just to the final four teams, and it's unfortunate to most people. If you're just a fan of the game, it is, again, four of the best teams in the country. I think all four of those teams are ranked in the top five. I think the only team in the top five that isn't playing in that is Brazil, who was knocked out in the round of 16 by a very solid Norwegian squad who lost today to England. And top of lineup here. Runners on first and second. One ball, one strike, as this one misses just inside for ball two. So now 2-1 is the count. So we continue to make our way through this ball game. No outs away. Runners on first and second. 2-1 is the count here. Pasman, what could be his last inning of burn. But again, they do have a game tomorrow, so might want to keep the bullpen relatively fresh. This one swung on hard right back up towards Pasma and not able to make the play is Mark Anthony Carroll, and still limping hard. Throw coming in from D'Amico Parker. Tyler Jones able to keep it in front of him, and it will load the bases instead of bringing a run around to score. Good throw there on the crow hop from D'Amico Parker, and it's a single from Smith in the top of the lineup. Bases are now loaded for the Pelotaros, and if they can get something going here, zero outs are away. If they could bring a few runs across here, we could get the, they could bring themselves back into this game. Obviously, they're down a dozen. They have quite a long way to go as pitching coach Eric Winchester makes his way to the mound, and Tyler Jones will follow suit to have a talk with Austin Pasmon, just make sure they're on the same page. As we do have some light activity coming in the bullpen for the Colt 45, if I'm not mistaken, maybe just making their way out there. No pitching actually taking place, but players with gear on, a catcher with gear on, and just played some catch out there, possibly. And we will see a substitute, actually. Looks like we have Tyler Zanheiser out there in left field now. That may have been at the beginning of the inning. Tyler Zanheiser came on. But it looks like he did just get substituted in as the papers coming out from Bob Anderson to the home plate umpire. So it's going to be Tyler Zanheiser in left now, D'Amico Parker in center, and it will remain Timmy Ayers on right. 16-4 is the score of your ballgame coming off again. Two grand slams from Andrew Mora. Pretty unheard of. Two home runs in the same game is relatively unheard of. But he had the bases loaded. He had the bases juiced on both of them and took one to left field and took one to right field. And I'm sure he'll want the film for that because that would get you to play some at some pretty big schools if I had to guess. Andrew Moore is having himself a night, and the Colt 45s entirely are as well. But now it's the Pelotaros' turn. Bases are loaded for Floyd. He's singled and doubled on the night. Came around to score once, and he's a big power hitter. So this one misses just high. So, yeah, Zanheiser will come in for Tyson Bragg in left. So Zanheiser getting his opportunity here. He thought he had the whole night off and just maybe some courtesy running for Tyler Jones, but he will make his way back in as this one's going to skip past Jones, but with bases loaded, they would all have to decide to go or stay. Jones does a good job keeping it in front of him, or it caroms past him, but he does a good job pouncing on it quickly and making its way back. So again, quick talk here from Tyler Jones, just walking the ball back to Pasma. And again, final score here today, England beat Spain in Miami. 2-1 was the score, brace from Jude Bellingham, who has now put his foot in the Golden Boot race, along with the likes of Kylian Mbappe, Lionel Messi, and Harry Kane's own teammate, who Argentina, of course, 3-1, they win today in extra time. Big swing and a miss there from Floyd, brings the count to 2-1. Bases are loaded, and he knows it. He's swinging for the fences. They need three grand slams to tie this ball game up, so one at a time, obviously. Zero outs away. Two balls, one strike in the top of the fourth. 16-4 is the score. Fouled back again, and this will even the count 2-2. Or fouled back for the first time, rather. But yeah, again, Spain and France in Dallas. England on Tuesday, that'll be. England and Argentina on Wednesday in Boston. Winners will play on Sunday. Losers will play the night before on Saturday. Next week, and a big swing and a miss there, and a good-looking strikeout there for Austin Pasma. It will be his first or sixth of the night for out number one here in the top of the fourth. Bases will remain loaded now for Wazelchuk, who we saw take 1 yard last night. And it was around the same time, I believe, back in the fourth inning, or maybe it was the fifth or sixth. Not entirely sure when the scoring began. Might as well fact-check myself real quick. It did come in the sixth inning for the Peloteros, so a little bit later in the game. Probably about the same time. Time of hour-wise, as this one's hit into deep right field, giving hard chase to it and finding the ground. Timmy Ayers couldn't get it, and now he's going to make a hard throw back to Tyler Jones, who keeps it in front of him, but a run will come around and score. A good-looking single on just a little bit of a corkscrewing fly-out from Wazelchuk. A little bit of a line drive to it as well. So everyone advances one, and a runner will come around and score the second of the inning. It is now 16-5. The Colt 45s lead by 11, and again, a slow-moving ball game here. We are over an hour and a half into this game, actually. One out away, top of the fourth inning. Bases are still loaded. A big chop and a miss there from Lopez for strike one. And again, Pasma on the night. Six strikeouts to his name. He's allowed five runs, but with how well the Colt 45s have hit the ball, it hasn't hindered them much at all. They're up still double digits, up 11 now, but with one out away and bases loaded, there's an opportunity for damage to be done. This one misses just high to even up the count 1-1. And again, rather unfortunate to all the casual soccer supporters that love the World Cup and they watch, you know, soccer once every 4 years, every four summers, they'll watch a month of soccer. So it is coming to an end rapidly, and unfortunately no dark horses really left or no underdogs left. Like I said, teams ranked first, second, fourth, and fifth, or first, second, third, and fifth, if I'm not mistaken, are the final four teams left, just aside from Brazil, as this one's fouled back, evens up the count 2-2. But you see that a lot with soccer, barring Argentina, of course, the reigning champions of the world. But other than that, European teams are just far and away a little more advanced in that sport across the pond. Two balls, two strikes, one out away. Bases are loaded here at Tiger Field, where the lights have taken full effect as the cloud cover is sat. Again, the least amount of wind I've had out here at Tiger Field in games I've called, which is great for the radio waves, and a big swing and a miss and back-to-back strikeouts there coming from Austin Pasma, or there's a single in between there, but back-to-back outs via the K and the seventh strikeout of the night, if I'm not mistaken, for Pasma. I just got corrected by Chad Johnson. That's number eight, and yes, it is. Forgot about that mistake I had in the second inning. Alisawi on that error from Tyler Jones coming in. That was off of a strikeout, so I missed that strikeout there. So it's eight strikeouts on the night. Surpasses Nate Sheriff last night, what he did in five. He does it in four. Bases loaded again. Runner going this time. An opportunity. Tyler Jones and making the tag. They're going to say they got him. Tyler Jones making the tag. An incredible play by Pasma. A wild pitch called ball, and it will reset for Miller in at the top of the fifth. Two runs come across, but a put out there from Tyler Jones off the wild pitch gets it back to Austin Pasma, and he gets the tag on Alisawi making his way back. So that will be how the top of the fourth ends in dramatic fashion. Scoring two, but stranding two, is the Cal State Peloteros as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Colt 45 still lead 11. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Reading Heating and Air. Reading area, stay cool this summer with Reading Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit Reading Heating and Air or call 530-223-1332 today. That's 530-223-1332 today.
Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Reading Heating and Air. Visit readingheatingair.com to submit your application. Reading Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. We are in the bottom of the fourth inning, even though I am on my sixth inning of score sheet here for the Colt 45s. That is how much they have hit the ball tonight. 16 runs have come across, 8 in the first, 8 in the second, Gusek in the third, but I don't think they mind too much. They still lead 16-5 here, bottom of the fourth inning. It is going to be Preston Conklin opening it up here in the bottom of the fourth. He has walked and come around to score. He has flown out to center, and he has singled and come around to score. So 1-for-2 on the night with a walk as well. His fourth at-bat coming here. And again, Tyler Zanheiser making that substitution for Tyson Bragg. We will see him at the very end as Tyson Bragg was the last out. In the conversation coming here at the very beginning of the inning, between the pitcher, yet another pitcher. We've had a pitcher in pitching change in every single inning so far for the Cal State Peloteros, but when the score looks the way it does, there's a reason for it, of course. So just getting some fresh arms in there, trying to change it up. And we'll see. That is the number 13 for the Peloteros. Again, on the roster, I have no numbers for the pitchers or players, the one roster I could find, but we'll try to get that name to you. As this one, fastball straight down the heart of the zone for strike one on Conklin. As this one swung on hard right into the hand of third baseman. What a play. Does not bounce whatsoever. A line out, but caught, picked up off the dirt by McKinnon. An incredible play there. Fly out to five for Conklin.